Hello, welcome back to another week of NF Toys Podcast. This is your boy, Sun.
And I'm Allison.
Welcome back, everyone. We have another week of news and events and fun in the NF fun. Toy land.
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun. How's your week, Allison?
It's great. I got a very important email this morning from MetaMask.
Oh, yeah?
Telling me that my wallet failed to join the merge, and I have to manually merge my wallet before October 7th.
You know, these spammers are just getting so creative.
With a definitely not sketchy link to a definitely not sketchy website, trying to steal all my shit.
But you know, the people who don't understand completely.
Jokes about... on them, I have no shit to steal.
Yeah, that's true. you actually have some NFT, some very invaluable NFT.
I have a very valuable
valuable. That's invaluable. Okay. They're priceless.
Priceless. They have no price. Because they were worth nothing.
Yes. But you would think that these people who would not understand the merch. Would not understand that they would, you know, like they wouldn't even not.
I mean,
know
like I had a split second there at the beginning being like, wait, was there something that I needed to do? And then I was like, wait a minute, this makes zero sense.
I guess but, you're right. Because like, if you don't even understand it, you heard about it, but you don't completely know what it is.
Like you have to really, really know.
Yeah.
How the merge worked and the fact that you didn't have to do anything for it.
Yeah.
To know for sure that that you didn't have to do anything.
These people are just so creative.
It would have been more helpful if their email address wasn't from a clearly not MetaMask website.
But who actually look at their you know, like the from email address? In email.
You always should when they're asking you to do something, especially when it comes to crypto.
But not a lot of people do, though.
But you should.
Yeah. I mean,
this is financial advice. Always check who the email is coming from.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, those scammers.
Yeah. So let's head into the news today, right?
Yeah, let's go through the news.
We have a bunch of different fun stuff to talk about today. So let's get into it. Yep.
All right, the first thing that we have this week is coming from Universal Studios. So one of the biggest problems that people are trying to solve in the NFT industry is onboarding. Everybody wants to know, how do you get normal people who aren't already into NFTs or into crypto, how do you get them to start buying and selling and trading and just playing with NFTs in general? So Universal Studios is trying this big thing. They are partnering with a company called MoonPay to do this NFT scavenger hunt for their Halloween Horror Nights. Have you ever been to Halloween Horror Nights?
I don't think I have.
I have not either.
But
I've lived in Southern California all my life, and I've never been to Halloween Horror Nights.
I've watched some Twitch stream about it, though.
Oh, really?
So I kind of have this... I get to have this sort of firsthand experience without actually being there. So
it's like
nice.
all my friends have been, but I've never been. I don't do well with scary things.
Yeah, it seems. Last time I watched it, maybe it was last year. It was very hectic.
Really?
It was very hectic. It's very loud, very hectic, very dark.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these people just in costume just getting in your face.
They jump out at you.
Every few seconds or chasing you.
I have some friends who have been the people in costume jumping out at people. But yeah, so Halloween Horror Nights, it's a really big deal at Universal Studios. And both the California and Florida locations are participating in this new NFT scavenger hunt thing that they have. So pretty much they've got QR codes. I believe 7, although somewhere I heard that like Florida has 8 and California has 6 for some reason. I don't know.
Only?
Yeah.
So does that mean that you visit different locations?
So you go around the park.
In the park.
And you find these QR codes.
And
then
you scan
them. And they mint an NFT for you. Just instantly mint an NFT for you. And if you get all of the QR codes, if you catch them all, then you get a special gold medal NFT. And that allegedly will give you some sort of perks. So I don't know if it's like perks in the park or for next time you show up or whatever. They haven't really clarified what the perks are, but you get something special if you find all of the QR codes. This is something I actually have seen pictures of some of the little things that they have around the park.
Uh-huh.
And it does say get an NFT Like, it's not trying to hide it. It's telling you, get an NFT by scanning this QR code.
So my first question to all of these, or anytime I see some NFT news about big brand or company coming into it, is what blockchain they're on, right?
I could not figure that out for sure, but I have an idea of what it might be. So I'm theorizing that it's Polygon.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say.
Because so MoonPay has a product called Hypermint. They're using Hypermint for this. If you look on the Hypermint website, they say that it is currently available for Ethereum and Polygon, and then coming soon for Solana and Flow.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is not on Ethereum because they are not going to mint 7 million free NFTs on Ethereum. That is freaking expensive.
Would be costly. But
that would be like billions of dollars.
But we're in the bear market, and it's like practically free to do anything on Ethereum.
But still.
I mean, I'm being,
that's a lot of money.
I'm exaggerating.
That's
it's not
a lot
free.
Of money. Like, how much would it cost to mint an NFT right now? In USD,
I would say maybe
approximately
more than a dollar, less than five.
Okay, so do they really want to be spending seven million plus on this? No,
no.
So I guarantee you, it's on Polygon.
yeah, definitely.
Especially since Solana and Flow are not on Hypermint yet, according to their website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they jumped ahead and haven't put it on their website, and it is on Flow.
Yeah,
but I'm guessing it's on Polygon, but I haven't seen anything. In all of the news about it, nobody has said what chain it's on. So.
Polygon team, the business development is incredible. They just been partnering up with pretty much the world. I mean, what, Starbucks is Polygon too, right?
Uh-huh.
So with anytime I see some of these, I mean, I ask that question, but in the back of my mind, it's like, yeah,
Polygon.
probably Polygon, but yeah, so. It's cool to see. Can't wait to see it. But you know, a lot of people would look at this and would say, you know, the people who are against NFT, they would say like, why can't you just do this on a database or whatever? But I think it's kind of cool to get something like this on the blockchain that you can, you know, even though maybe these companies go out of business or maybe they don't support it anymore, these NFT token that you get for visiting the park and these doing the scavenger hunt, you can look back on like years from now, and every time you see, you know, you look at your wallet and you see these NFT,
oh, yeah. I was there.
It's like, yeah, there's memory associated with it. So I think that's kind of cool.
And also hypothetically, like, I don't actually know how valuable this is going to be, probably not very. But if the gold medal token is somehow valuable, has some perks that people want but they couldn't make it to Halloween Horror Nights, you could hypothetically trade, buy and sell that to other people, which you typically can't really do if it's just like in a database.
Well, I think the coolest thing about the blockchain that not a lot of people talk about or think about too much is that we can potentially build a product that for these NFT, these holders, when they have these token, we can even give them perks to our product or something like that to kind of piggyback on it without having to ask Universal Studio permissions to do so, right? Because it's on the blockchain. Oh, you have this? Oh, come here, you get 10% off, you know? And now that I think about it, I'm like, I'm putting on my business development hat of like, you know, the restaurant around there could be like, oh, do you have the Go NFT or whatever it is? You have it, you get 10-20% off your meal.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's and then you just scan it. Oh, wow, they should hire us. call us. You know where to call us. NFToys.com. With the Z.
Yeah. Did you know that Funko has been really into the NFT space for like the past year?
I did not know that.
Me neither.
Wait, Funko is those little
bubbly head things.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't think they
bubble. They've got like the big heads. I don't have any, so I'm not a Funko collector, but I know people are really into Funko.
Mm-hmm.
But they have been in the NFT space. They've actually been dropping NFT card packs every month for the past year.
I did not know that at all.
Me neither. But the reason we're talking about Funko today is because they are doing a new project. They're partnering with Warner Brothers to do a DC drop at Walmart.
Interesting.
And so this is actually going to be a phidgetal product.
I see. And what does it mean by phidgetal? Like, is it like something you fidget with, or?
Fidget toy?
Is that what it is?
No, it's not? No, physical and digital is what phidgetal means, apparently. So they are selling these comic book covers from DC's. You can see it on the screen if you're watching our vodcast. If you're listening, we are on YouTube, and you can actually see us doing this as video. But this is the Brave and the Bold comic book cover. So you can actually go and buy this at Walmart starting this month, I think. And then you can also go online, and once you've bought it, you can redeem it for an NFT of the same cover.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And what blockchain is this on? I think you mentioned it, right?
This, I haven't mentioned it yet, but this and all of their other drops have been on the Wax blockchain.
I see. And for those who don't know what Wax blockchain, what is that? Is that like a...
I believe WAX stands for the World Asset Exchange.
I see. I actually didn't know that's what it stands for. I just think whenever I hear of it, I think of like wax, like candle wax, or wax on, wax off. That's how I think of it. But I remember it being a thing, like more so a big deal, maybe beginning of 2021.
Wasn't everything a big deal beginning of 2021?
Yeah, you have Top Shot, you have Flow and all that, and you have, I remember these Street Fighters cards being on Wax, if I recall correctly.
I see.
But yeah, but that's the last I heard of them, and I have not heard of them since then. Since then, it's more
according
Ethereum.
According to this article, Wax supports 60 million NFTs, including ones previously issued by Funko, Tops and Atari.
Right. Yeah, Tops and Atari. I remember them. Interesting.
I don't know what Tops is.
60 million. Tops is like it's a collectible. They do physical, not digital. Physical collectible baseball cards and sports cards and stuff like that. If I remember.
So this
correctly.
Is a lot of like collectible cards happening on this Wax network.
Yeah. It seems like they partnered up with some big names there, trying to bring it to the mainstream.
But it is interesting to kind of sort of see NFTs being sold at Walmart.
Yeah, like, that's, well, I mean,
at a physical store.
That's true. I mean, you can argue that it's not completely NFT because it's actually the physical part, and then you can go get the digital. And
but I mean, kind of, you are buying the thing that gets you the NFT.
Yeah.
At Walmart.
Maybe we need to buy one just for a research purpose, Allison.
Research.
Can you buy these online? I do wonder.
I don't know. That's a good question.
We'll have to check it out.
Go look at Walmart.
We have to actually maybe purchase one and try it out, and then maybe report back
They go on sale October 7th. They are not on sale quite yet.
Okay.
In a few days, they will be available. So we can go look and see if we can get one.
I'm kind of curious to see how they are actually going to do with the mainstream market. Now, you know, being a physical item.
Do we need to do an unboxing?
Oh, that's a good idea. We should. And then we should record us redeeming. For an NFT, because we're
all fancy,
you know, because we're engineers.
This is how we get big on YouTube.
just do an unboxing.
NFT unboxing.
I mean, there's a lot of actually channel last year that pops up that does these unboxing, virtual unboxing
of like NFT card.
Especially with Top Shot. Because you buy packs, right? And then you unpack them. So there's a
did they also do that with that that thing that you were doing, the basketball, not Top Shot,
the virtual basketball thingy?
Yeah.
No, because it's a much smaller scale, and there's not that many people. But yes, I remember seeing when it was newer, and they were releasing these packs. And what we're talking about is a game on Solana that was launched recently. Actually, they're still kind of in beta, but what they do is they sell these packs on Solana as NFT, and each week you get to go to the website and unpack these, and you get a, you pull a card randomly.
And what
and
is
these
it called?
Are the player. VBA.
VBA.
Yeah, yeah. Virtual Basketball Association. I think that's what it's called. I still have, disclaimer, I still have like five or six full pack that's unopened, just because.
Disclaimer, this is his bag.
Yeah, this is one of my bags. I would have played with the game more if we didn't have to give birth and, you know, do all that stuff.
Kind of had a baby.
Yeah.
Kind of got in the way.
Yeah, but anyways.
Kind of so taking up all of our time.
Maybe one of these days we'll talk about that. Maybe I'll get into the game and we can talk about that separately too.
Yeah.
But I'm curious. I do want to actually try to get one of these and see and play around with Wax Blockchain.
Yeah.
Even though
should be interesting.
Yeah. Even though I haven't really heard that much action going on Wax Blockchain, but hey, we're an NFT podcast. We should, you know, we should be multi-chain, right? We should play with as many different blockchain as possible.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Not just Polygon.
Yeah. Not just Polygon, right? Everything is on Polygon.
Speaking of big companies getting into NFTs, Disney is also allegedly aggressively getting into the NFT space. Although they technically already are in the NFT space. They did actually release something last year. They released a Golden Moments partner statue, which is that famous statue of Walt Disney with Mickey Mouse. They released that as an NFT last year.
Yep.
But everybody's all a flutter because Disney apparently has a job opening to find a lawyer to look into NFTs and other emerging technology opportunities.
Interesting. More
so
ways,
interesting to,
more
see
ways
happens,
to make
yeah.
money.
Of course. Always.
Pretty much.
Always. This is Disney.
Yeah.
That's all they wanted to.
Yeah. But it's an obvious, you know, path for Disney or bigger companies with these different franchise or what do you call them, brands and stuff like that. So it's an obvious move, I think.
And I mean, with all of their big brands, they've got Star Wars, they've got Marvel.
What do you
they've
call these
Disney,
things? They're not
Pixar.
Brand. They're like, they're not franchise. I think of the word, it's like at the tip of my tongue of, you know, like a Mickey Mouse or anyways, if you know what it is, let us know.
Let us know in the comments because both of us are having major brain farts right now.
But you know,
I know exactly what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
I just can't think of the word for
now
it.
Now I'm frustrated and now I'm just like, I'm going to be so distracted the rest
gonna
of the podcast.
Spin in circles and be like, what is that word?
What is the word that describe, you know, whatever, for the sake
we're
gonna of...
We're going to say their brands.
Their brands, okay. Mm-hmm. They're mini brands within a brand. So anyways, so it's really interesting to see that Disney is aggressively hiring. So they really want to get into it really bad. I do follow a lot of people in the industry on Twitter. Especially
in the NFT industry?
Yeah, NFT industry. Especially because I was going to ask the next question. Like I always ask, what blockchain is this on?
Well, right? They're not on a blockchain yet.
No. What will they be on,
well,
right?
Isn't that the question?
But I guess right now they haven't said, or at least we haven't read anywhere.
Right now they're just looking to hire a lawyer.
Yeah.
They're not even like looking for it. But developers or anything like that.
I follow a lot of people in the industry in the NFT industry, especially the people who founders, co-founders of Polygon. And when this news hit, I see a lot of them retweeting and saying some things about it, like kind of like alluding to the possibility of it being on Polygon. And I wouldn't be surprised.
So you were saying because all of these Polygon people are retweeting stuff about the Disney news.
Yeah.
You are assuming that they know something that we don't.
They're probably working out something with Disney.
Something going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Polygon has been really aggressive with trying to work with brands and companies.
Yeah.
And get everybody onto the Polygon chain.
They've been onboarding a lot of brands, like as we know with Starbucks last week. Mm-hmm. I keep mentioning that because that's a big deal.
Our assumption is the Universal Studios news was also on Polygon, although we don't know for sure.
Yeah. So right now, in my mind, the big three market, NFT market that I see a lot of activities on is Ethereum, obviously, but that's way too expensive. And Polygon would be probably a big player in the NFT market, and Solana. Those are the three in my mind that I could just come up with right away.
So I feel like we haven't really talked about Solana a lot. You say it's a big player, but what is launching on Solana?
Right now?
What big projects are there on Solana? Because we keep hearing Polygon, and obviously we always hear about Ethereum.
Yeah, you're right. To come to think of it, a lot of brands and stuff, they are, I don't know, Polygon is like magical with their business development, like I keep saying. So they're just going out and just aggressively, collaborating and partnering up with a lot of big brands.
Also, I feel like Dapper Labs is very aggressive about
that's true.
Going out and partnering with brands and with artists and such. So, but Solana, I haven't really heard.
That's true. Like Solana,
does like, are you just biased because you want to do something on Solana?
I see a lot of activities. I see a lot of dev activities on Solana. So I think I speculate that there will be a big market. And right now, there's a lot of. You remember how Ethereum last year when it was, all these collection, all these, trading happening, kind of kicked off that bull run last year. I see that going on Solana right now, where you see a lot of activities happening, a lot of tradings, maybe not a lot of brands, but there's a lot of activities in term of volumes and trading and transactions that I see coming out. So right now I feel like maybe Solana is not really partnering up with a lot of big brands, but there's a lot of activity happening, but there's a lot of organic activities happening. Which I think is I think it's in some way is a personally I think some way is a bigger deal than all these partnerships, right? Because these partnerships and collaborations are mostly money driven. I know that Polygon do go out there. They got a lot of funding last year. So they do go out there and they're probably partnering up, sending resource, not just dev resource, but money resource to fund these collaboration. This is what I think, at least, or from an outside perspective and following the industry closely. But Solana, there's a lot more organic stuff going on right now with, these communities trading these different collections. So but you're right, I have not seen a lot of brands
and not even brands, but just like anything that's gotten a lot of publicity.
I'm trying to think, but maybe we'll let you know. I'll think about it a bit more and see.
Yeah, we'll see if we can come up with something for a future episode. But
the reason why I brought up the whole Twitter thing is that when the Disney news hit, I did not see a lot of Solana people coming out. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. So next up, we have something that is not NFT related. I mean, could be in the future, but as of right now, not really NFT, but it's crypto related.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting. That Robinhood apparently debuts, is that how you say that word?
Debuts.
Debut a new non-custodial crypto wallet. And guess what blockchain they're supporting first, Allison?
Sun's second favorite blockchain.
The Polygon, yes. Proof of stake, POS blockchain. Because Polygon has a bunch of blockchain they're trying to come out. So just to clarify on that. You know what? I forgot to. I heard of the day the news this came out. I forgot to sign up for it. Did you sign up for it?
No, I did not.
Oh, sign up for the beta. Not really.
I didn't know I was supposed to.
It's not guaranteed.
I don't think I heard about it. So
I see. But it's interesting because they are launching this non-custodial wallet where they're actually, I don't even use Robinhood.
I don't even have an account.
I've used like all sort of stock brokerage, but not Robinhood. Maybe I got to sign up for an account, try it out and let you guys know. But so they're supposedly supporting you crypto transaction. Possibly you can buy Matic and then maybe do swap for free on, I think they're paying for that transaction cost, which is on Polygon, which is like I don't know, a fraction pennies. Of a
yeah, fractions of pennies.
Fraction of pennies. Mm-hmm. And then it's funny because I'm reading the news and I'm seeing how they're like, oh yeah, we're supporting this. You get we'll pay for your transaction as if it's a lot, but they're probably gonna charge some sort of, you know, swapping fees.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you want to convert from one cryptocurrency to another cryptocurrency on using their wallet, they'll probably pay for your transaction fee, but
then also take a fee.
They'll probably take some sort of market maker fees or something like that. But anyways, I thought it was interesting, and maybe after this podcast I should go sign up. I think there's probably more than 10,000 people have signed up already, I'm sure.
Well, okay, so they announced it in May, and they're rolling out the beta to 10K customers.
Oh,
now.
Oh,
so I feel like we are way.
Okay, we're
late to way the game.
Yeah. Maybe I should go sign up for a Robinhood account first.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's interesting. So that's So anyways, I thought this was a really cool thing that Robinhood is doing to release this non-custodial crypto wallet. And they did mention in the article that in the future, they will support more use cases like NFT. So possibly in the future, if you have an NFT from Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
or you got an NFT from Universal, from going to Halloween, what is it?
Halloween Horror Nights.
You can possibly trade this on Robinhood.
I mean, this is through their again, all three of those things that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Are pretty much big companies are again trying to onboard. Mm-hmm. This is all about trying to get the normal people, the normies, into NFTs, into the crypto space to be trading using all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll be interesting to see how all of these go.
Yeah.
If they all just like crash and burn, or if some of them begin to really get some traction.
Yeah, I think so. And I think maybe they're all in about a year or two, maybe the next bull run, everything will probably, it'll be like, what do you mean? All these dots will connect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it would just be like, oh my God.
I mean, everybody always says, and we always say, build in the bear.
Yeah.
And we're in the bear market right now. So this is the time when you're going to see
all these stuff. And that's a good sign, though. That's a good sign for the industry that mm-hmm. you see a lot of activities going on everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to mention that when we were talking about the Disney thing, that, again, everybody says NFTs are dead. But then you see Disney is really looking to hire people for this.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of companies are really seeing a future here. So it's interesting to see what's going on in the industry and what will be going on in the near future.
Yep. And speaking of big brands, mm-hmm. well, I don't know if this one is really a big brand to some people, because personally, I didn't know too much about Christie's before the, you know, being in this industry or being, you know, the art, I guess maybe rich people and art.
If you're a rich person into art,
yeah,
you know Christie's.
Right.
And
obviously we're not.
We are not rich people into art.
Yeah.
I mean, not the old school way.
Yeah.
But Christie's has launched an NFT marketplace.
Yep.
And this isn't going to be like OpenSea, where it's just anybody can list anything. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We are not going to see.
Is this the rich?
The sausage the
richest,
party.
The richest of rich.
On Christie's, yes. So they are doing a curated marketplace. So they will be selling very specific NFTs that they have curated.
Mm-hmm.
Sotheby's also has one. They launched theirs last year.
Right.
So it's very interesting to see that they're also really seeing a future in NFTs. And it's interesting to see what art they're showing off on their marketplaces.
It makes sense because there's a lot of crypto rich people. I mean, even in the bear market, there's still a lot of crypto rich people.
A lot of very, very rich people. We are not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them, unfortunately.
This is not, we're not the target audience, but this is kind of cool to see.
Although, if you want me to give me a bunch of ETH for a sausage bread.
Yeah. We'll take it. I don't know what I don't know what I click on this screen, but
I don't know.
I feel like I'm kind of loading. Anyways. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I think I need to connect my computer to the internet. But anyways, it's interesting to see what they're coming up with, and we'll stay, you know, we'll keep you updated on what's going on there. We turned into like a news podcast also.
We have.
I wonder what happened. I wonder what
happened. We started talking about news.
I know.
That's what happened.
So let's go. Let's move on from the riches to of rich to just anybody.
So California has passed a bill allowing birth and death and marriage records to be on the blockchain.
That's interesting.
Which seems like the most random thing. But apparently they are already doing this in India. They actually do it and it works, apparently. I don't know the full context of how they do it in India, but it's something to do with the caste records. Mm. And to show what caste you're in. So you can't fake it.
You can't forge it. You mm-hmm, can't. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think if I'm remembering correctly, they have like a paper with a QR code. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the QR code, it will go to the official record. And so you can't forge it. You can't fake it.
Yeah. And, and it's verifiable. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. the point of the blockchain.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the point of all of having these on the blockchain. So it's interesting.
And the my most favorite question here is what, Allison?
What blockchain is it on?
I am curious. They haven't said anything.
I've heard murmurings of Ethereum.
Probably because Ethereum is the then you know for a lot of people for many people for the majority of people Ethereum is the second largest blockchain, only one behind you know the Bitcoin obviously.
Mm-hmm. But it might be a county by county thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like, oh, all of California is all of a sudden going to be on Ethereum.
I wonder how they're going to do this because it's expensive to record these things, data to the blockchain.
Yeah, it costs like a lot of money. They don't charge you to get copies of your shit anyways.
Yeah, but now that's mm-hmm. going into their overhead, right? Yeah. And they're like, they're going to be like, well, now we just have to charge everyone more because it's going to be on Ethereum and it's expensive. And if it's a bull run, then now all done, you know.
Yeah, exactly how they're intending to do this.
That would be funny. If there's a bull run, that means a lot of trading happened. That mm-hmm. means gas price goes up. Mm-hmm. That means it costs, you know, an arm and legs to do anything on Ethereum. And then you get married. And then now you're like, well, it's going to cost about $5,000 to record this, ma'am, sir. So can you wait? Can you wait for 6 months, to maybe a year when we go back to a bear market? And then it'll be like $50.
Only get married in the bear. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're not allowed to be born
yeah.
or die or yeah. get married.
Nothing
unless happened. It's a bear market.
I'm curious because, yeah, like I said, it costs a lot to record data to the blockchain. So I wonder if they're going to use some sort of off-chain.
I'm not sure.
Off-chain record or maybe layer two. Layer two, possibly, or ZK proof or ZK roll-up or something. Or maybe Polygon. I think if it's something that important, I feel like it should probably go. I would feel safer if my record is on Ethereum. To be honest,
I'm not exactly sure how they're planning on doing this. I just know that the law was just passed to allow for it.
Yeah.
So it's not saying we're going to do it. It's we're allowed to do it.
It'll be, I feel like it'll be another like 5 to 10 years till
this is government.
Maybe 20 years. Maybe by then it'll be just, we'll be on layer 10 of Ethereum or something like that. Yeah. But yeah,
it's interesting to see though that they're kind of looking at this as a thing they want to use.
Yeah, it makes sense. I feel like the future there will be a lot of everything. A lot of things will be on, like the deed for the house will be on it or whatever. It's going to be a lot of things being recorded to the blockchain because it stays on there and it's verifiable and all that. So we'll see.
It'll be interesting to see.
So I think that's pretty much it for this week.
That's what we've got for this week.
Yeah. It took, I feel like, 3 recordings to get all this out. I mean, maybe more than 3 just because we have a crying baby. And then
every time the light changes or sun gets a little bit more of his 5 o'clock shadow, that's because the baby woke up and we had to pause.
It's now like a 7 o'clock shadow. it's gradually becoming a midnight shadow.
We get raggedier and raggedier.
Just me, my hair would just grow longer. If you're watching this on YouTube, my hair would just be longer and be like, wow, this is a, they really taking this podcasting very seriously.
Yep. Yep.
But anyways, hope everyone have a good week. And
that's it for us this week. Well, we are on Spotify and YouTube. If you are watching on either, you can see us on video.
Yeah.
And all of your favorite podcasting platforms.
Yes.
For the audio version. And we will be back next time.
Yeah, check us out on YouTube.
Yes.
Subscribe.
Yes.
Follow. Whatever.
All of the
comment.
Above. Mm-hmm.
Do everything.
All of that.
See you next week. Bye-bye. Bye.